Republican Williamson County State's Attorney candidate. First off, Dwayne, it's good to see you again.
Great to see you, Tom.
Here's the thing, and so often I hear about this, whether it's somebody whose car's been pilfered or their home has been robbed, I hear more and more about crime, and sometimes it's that low end, somebody pilfered my car, and sometimes it's gunshots and people have been killed. We're seeing more and more of that in Southern Illinois. What effect does that crime environment have on your decision to run for Williamson County, either yay or nay?
Well, first of all, you are such a diplomat to combine crime, bad crime, shooting crime, with pilfering cars.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, what you're hearing about is violent crime. You're not hearing about more cars being pilfered. You're not hearing about, you know, more people being impolite or politically incorrect.
Right.
You're hearing about people with guns shooting other people.
And more and more often. And what's weird is, and I don't know whether it's because I'm getting old and I think, you kids, I don't think it's just a perception issue. I believe it to be real.
You're getting old.
We all are.
This is not you kids. These people are not kids. These are young adults. I mean, look at the shootings in Carbondale. It's not like we have to cross the border to have a look at this stuff. These are young people, and, you know, not like us, but they're young people with guns who have decided, for whatever reason, that that's the way to resolve their issues. And I see violence even in the race.
So are the way the prosecutors handle it is are prosecutors and the way they handle shooting crimes, violent crimes, gun crimes, is it a deterrent, or do people just go on and do it anyway? Is it say, look, I'm going to put you in jail for 30 years, pal. Is that really a deterrent? Does it work?
It can be a deterrent. It can be a deterrent because the criminal community speaks to each other. They all know what places are good to do these acts and what places where you're going to get burned. But the fact of the matter is that this, as a cultural phenomena, has become acceptable. And as a cultural phenomena becoming acceptable, sometimes there's no forethought. Sometimes all there is blood pounding in the ears. But the fact of the matter is, from a community standpoint, there can't be tolerance, whether there was forethought or it was just afterthought. Oh, gee, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And you don't even see that. In the Carbondale shootings, the original ones where the musician was killed,
Tim, yeah.
I was asked by Channel 3 to give the prosecutor's perspective. And I wasn't a prosecutor, but I've been around so many prosecutors and around so many prosecutions that I went on and gave him my perspective, and I told the people who stuck a mic in my face that it was going to be important for everybody to position themselves, whether they were arresting people that they thought were involved, just to speak to them so that they maybe could find the doer. And sure enough, what happened? You know, everybody positioned themselves. They got some people arrested. They got people who were, people of interest. And the next thing you know, boom, we've got them. Same thing with the cop. Same thing with the cop that got shot.
When you think about state's attorneys, we very often think, more often than not, it seems, about the violent crime. But the fact is, state's attorney deals with a lot of things that aren't necessarily violent crime. It can be a long list of other items, whether it's property, disputes, civil lawsuits. I mean, when it comes to a state's attorney, you really do have to be a master of a number of different arenas, including administering and managing a staff.
Sure, if you're big on micromanagement, that's probably true. But I've dealt with dozens of state's attorneys, really, really good prosecutors, people with tremendous experience, people with insight into the communities that they're going to be dealing with, and that's just not you and me, the regular citizens. That's folks, they have to have experience with folks who do not think the way we do. And that's why we have assistant state's attorneys, and we have to focus our chief prosecutor on protecting the community from violent crime, period. Period.
All right. When it comes to the state's attorney's office, what have you done in the past that you specifically believe prepared you for that job?
27 years of dealing with the criminal community and interfacing with the state's attorneys that are sitting state's attorneys. But it even goes back further than that. For leadership skills, I was a member of the United States Air Force, When Brandon was born, I was in the Air Force, protecting the country. When he was in junior high school, I was doing my first three murder cases. I worked for an international company that was a data communications company as a field service engineer. I had to acclimate myself to cultures and people who were very different from me. And apparently I was successful at it because I did it for 6 years.
All right. Another item, and this comes from the Arena Court, and we're looking at, you recently made the news involving a some type of event. And quite frankly, the reason why I don't want to say the words is, Dwayne, I want you to have the opportunity to define this recent news story involving you and another woman. And what can you tell us and about this and how you believe it impacts or does not impact your race for state's attorney?
Did you say me and another woman?
Well, wasn't it another woman?
Well, yeah, but I'm not one.
Excuse me, you and a woman. So,
now,
so
Tom, this was a, come on, it's the year of the smear. You know, this is going to happen. They couldn't touch me on the issues. The criminal community does not want me in this job because I know too much about them and how to deal with them and what their MO is. They don't want me around them. They want a guy in there who doesn't know anything about them. So this thing came up, and it was filed under OP, which is order of protection, and the judge refused to file an order of protection, just said, no, I'm not signing it. And this civil no contact order, which is what it was entered with no indication of wrongdoing, with no finding of any bad act. I mean, what have you got to have? 5 weeks before the election, this thing pops up? Come on. We're you know, I have people coming up to me all the time saying, we're not that stupid. We know what this smells like, and if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, guess what? And frankly, there's really been very little action on it at all.
Okay. In closing, for today, I think with the limited time I have available, I question whether I'm going to have the opportunity to get you back in the studio between now and Election Day.
You call me, I'll be here.
I know that. Even if you've got to cross the swamp, I know that.
You saw that.
Yeah, I did. So okay. Here's the thing. Just a couple of moments ago, you had in part had defined the difference between you and Brandon Zanotti. But if a man or woman getting ready to walk in on that election booth on that Tuesday morning, and they come to the section where it says Verity and Zanotti, what do you want them to know about you and the difference between you and your opponent?
Well, what I keep hearing from the other side all the time is that he is the only person in the race who's ever been a state's attorney. I've been an assistant state's attorney, but he's right. I've never sat in that office.
Where were you assistant state's attorney? I'm
here.
Sorry. Okay, Williamson County. All
I right. worked for Chuck Carnati for about a year.
Okay, good.
But the difference is that I've sat in the state's attorney's office, too. That doesn't make me the state's attorney. I've been in the Vatican. That doesn't make me the Pope. Okay, you have to do more than take up space in there for 2 years, making $350,000 of our dollars. You have to make more of a difference than that, and there's been no difference. All that's been done is he's hired two or three people and little minor things. Everything else is Garnotti staff, and of the two or three people he hired, one of them turned out to be a drug dealer in another county. Woohoo! Good choice. With me, I have 27 years of courtroom experience. I know these people. I know what to do. I know what changes need to be made. You give me that staff, and in 6 months, I'll take whatever's left, and I will turn them into razors.